in studio guest. Second time I've had him in our studio, and so happy to have done so. John Kay with Steppenwolf coming to town. John, how are you?
Well, hello, Nashville. I'm doing very well. The Wolf is also doing very well, and it's great to be back. It's astounding to see the changes in this town since, you know, I called it home up until 2006, I guess. Mm-hmm. Always nice to come back. I was here a year or so ago for the Americana Awards because I was presenting a prize to Buffy St. Marie and longtime friend. But other than that, I've been here just a, you know, just for a moment or two as we were on our way elsewhere. And to see the city growing like this is astounding. You've become quite the center of attention on the radar screen of, you know, tourism and everything else. So. Mm-hmm. It's quite quite a difference between 89 when I first came here and lived for 17 years in this region to see this town blossom like this.
It's amazing. Last time you and I talked was, I was looking it up a little bit ago, May 8th of 2014 you were here, and I recall just within the last couple of years, the skyline has completely changed in Nashville, and that was just before you were here with me the last time, so you can see that change quickly. I mean, it's coming, and I mean, it's going up, man, and there's no end in sight for it.
Well, I hope that everybody benefits. I know the traffic is an issue, as it is in any place that grows like that. But it's a, you know, youthful, energetic, creative community. That's a special thing. You know, not many cities have that kind of fabric, you know, where you have all these different age groups and different pursuits and, in general, having very a magnet for creative people. I think is wonderful.
Absolutely. So how are you doing? Good.
Yeah, doing very well. You know, as I keep saying, you know, any day above ground is a good one.
You look great.
Well, you know, the only time I'm aware that I'm getting longer in the tooth is when I happen to pass a mirror. You know, once in a while you go, who is that guy? You know, because in here I'm just the same young guy, you know, who wanted to learn how to play guitar and make some noise, and hopefully somebody would like it.
Well, they sure did, and 50 years of it, as a matter of fact. Coming
this
to the
summer.
Ryan Auditorium, coming up on Saturday night, you guys are going to be rocking over there. We got a big party coming up tomorrow night that's going to be celebrated out at the Outback Steakhouse out west of town, where we'll give away five pair of premium seats, and we will have a we'll have a drawing out of those five, and we'll trade up. So somebody's going to win the grand prize. Get to hang out with you guys coming up this this next 3 days. You guys have a reception party that you do with your fans.
That's right. Charlie Wolf, our longtime tour manager, who is also the president of the Wolfpack Fan Club, he has arranged for special events for the Wolfpack that precedes the show at the Ryman on Saturday. And people, Wolfpack members, are you know, coming in from all over the place, including Europe. And so the 50th celebration of the creation of Steppenwolf, when five young clueless guys got together in a garage in Hollywood, California, and started making noise, and the LAPD would come to tell us to shut up. You know, so here we are 50 years later, very much alive, and very privileged to have the support of so many people who not only stayed with us through our ups and downs, but often, shall we say, were responsible for another generation that grew up in the household being indoctrinated with Steppenwolf music and, you know, music of the 60s.
Sure.
So we have more than one generation of supporters, thank goodness.
I think it's, and we talked about this the last time that you were here. It just amazes me that you have this intellect that you have, and you have this inner raging child to rock and roll.
That's right.
Where did you get that at?
Well, as I usually say at the end of the show, you know, stay well. Thank you for coming. Most importantly, stay wild.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in, you know, go out there, get drunk and raise hell and, you know, all that. But don't lose the inner fire, you know. If there's something that always was like at the root of your, you know, I was a kid growing up in West Germany. I came across American rock and roll on the Armed Forces Radio Network, heard things like Little Richard. And I said, what is that?
Right.
But I knew one thing. It gave me chicken skin head to toe. So it was something, you know, that I wanted to do. And, of course, everybody said, yeah, sure, kid. You know, you'll go to the other side. side of the ocean to learn how to speak English. And look, kid, we all have our daydreams, okay? you never know, so here we are. So,
and now look at you, huh? Still doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And, our outfit, our agent calls us, you guys are the SWAT team of rock and roll. We can send you anywhere in 48 hours around the world and you will put on a great show. They're the same guys. I mean, John Kay and Steppenwolf, since for 37 years, the name changed for various reasons. But the membership of the band, as well as our crew, mm-hmm. the baby in the band, has only been with us for 21 years.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
The baby has been right. there for 20 years.
Everybody else, like, Michael Wilk, who is on the music faculty of the University of Alabama
yeah.
and runs the recording studio and various other things. But he flies out every time we play still. But he and I were co-songwriting partners and record producers since 81. And everybody else, a drummer since 84, and so on down the line. So this is a very tight-knit group. That, babies were brought to the first show. These babies are now graduating from college, so.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I'll tell you why. I love having you here is because I love the fact that you've got this great intellect and you have that inner fire. And I just like we talked about. So shall we? We got to play Born to Be Wild on that note, right?
Yeah, I would think that would be appropriate.
We got to do that. We're going to do it live this time on Hippie Radio 94.5.